Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
And don't hit the face!
No,
not the face!
Mr. Gazzo wants the 200 now.
Yeah? I'm broke! I don't think I'm broke!
Mr. Gazzo says I should get the 200 or break your thumb. You understand?
Please!
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
No freak out! No confetti! No nothing!
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Bring it.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network. Of course, I am your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, and today we bring you no shortages as far as guests are concerned. We'll start off with Kevin Perry, KP Kevin Perry, talking about tonight's card, of course, which we broadcast on the big screen over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's a couple of blocks off of East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard. Look them up at Ricky's.com. But Ricky's will be showing the fight in high def on the big screens. And, of course, he's got the great menu to boot. And, of course, I love that Willie Brown steak sandwich. So Ricky's is the place to be tonight. That's two blocks off East 14th Street in Hayward, in San Leandro, California. And their phone number is 510-352-0200. A couple things to talk about. Of course, the Hopkins-Pascal fight tonight, a rematch of a fight that took place a few months ago. Bernard Hopkins, why is he still fighting? I don't know. Randy the Macho Man Savage passed away yesterday at the age of 58. We'll cover that in today's show. Of course, he was a sports entertainment icon, no question about that. Him and the late Miss Elizabeth Hurlett. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of things. MMA, boxing, wrestling. We got it all going on today. We have open phone lines as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Before I get back to kicking don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and, of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and, like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carol's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fellas, got to do something.
Little Tower of Power doing some JB there, James Brown. Of course, that's off the Great American Soul Book, which spent 20 weeks, take that back, 19 weeks on the Billboard Top 40 charts in 2009. Of course, that's one of their latest releases. But the one that's hopping right now is the 40-year anniversary DVD CD. It's available at Amazon.com. In fact, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, one of my sponsors, bought it the other day and thought it was the bomb. So I think it is as well. Congratulations to Emilio and the gang. They will be returning to the Bay Area June 15th to do a show at the San Mateo County Fair. And, of course, I will be there, and we'll have Emilio on the show before then talking about his favorite fighter, Manny Pacquiao, and, of course, Tower of Power. One of my favorite guys is on the line. Of course, he's one of my featured writers at ringtalk.com. And I don't know what good he's got to say about Bernard Hopkins, but I don't think there's a whole lot that can be said. The guy's too old. He shouldn't be fighting anymore. He's 46 years old. I suspect him of using performance enhancement drugs, but... That being said, welcome Kevin Perry to the show. What's up, KP?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. You think is Hopkins using drugs?
I don't think he's using performance enhancers, but I mean, that's
how the hell do you be 40?
Always be speculation on a guy who's 46 who is fighting at the level he's at. So
okay, good enough. 51-5-2, 32 KOs. He's lost some fights in the last few years against Jermaine Taylor, Joe Calzaghe. He's taken on Jean Pascal, 26-1-1. Tell me about their 2010 draw. Was it a draw or did Pascal get robbed there?
I think the consensus belief is that for most people is that Bernard Hopkins either got robbed or deserved the decision. I don't think Hopkins got robbed, but I think Hopkins won the fight. The knockdown in the first round was definitely a shot to the back of the head. And I think this time they're actually they are fighting in Montreal again, but they are going to have neutral officials this time. They're not going to be all Canadian officials. I think all the judges are from different parts of the world, so no Canadian judges. I believe the referee isn't from Canada, so that should be to Bernard's advantage this time. So we should get some better officiating and some better, more quality judging.
Is this like the old Four Top songs led by Levi Stubbs, the same old song?
Which song are you saying?
I said it just sort of reminds me of the old Four Top song. Of course, Levi Stubbs, the lead singer, the same old song. It's the same old song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone. I mean, come on. It's the same old song. The guy's 46 years old. Is boxing hurting that bad that we need 46-year-old guys fighting?
I don't think it's hurting that bad. I think one of the problems is, from what I hear, HBO has offered Bernard Hopkins a 3-fight deal. if he ends up winning this fight. And to me, I think that whole idea is this idea of giving guys these long-term deals in boxing, I don't think is really the best way to go about promoting the sport, or in essence, putting the sport in the light where it's going to move forward. I think like fights like Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti, I think that's the focus that the boxing world needs to have, is that they need to put together matchups that fans are going to be excited about. This whole idea of guys with unbeaten records, I think that notion needs to be taken away, because in reality, this sport is about entertainment value. And just because, for example, Chad Dawson was a fighter a couple years ago, HBO was dumping all kinds of money into. And from my understanding, or from what I've seen, the only exciting fights he's been in was against Glenn Johnson. And that was the first one. And that wasn't even on HBO. So I think this idea of putting money behind trying to build stars instead of letting stars be built on their own, that needs to go away from the sport of boxing.
Okay, speaking of excitement, Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley were supposed to be shown on CBS last week. I sort of noticed that didn't happen. They showed it again on Showtime. It didn't happen on CBS. Was that because the fight sucked that bad?
I'm not sure if the fight actually was going to be on CBS or not. I think the fight itself did kind of, some people say it did the sport a disservice, but I think Shane Mosley himself did the sport a disservice by not fighting. And, you know, your job is to go in there and perform, and to perform like a professional. And I do understand that guys go in there, they do get hurt. But at the same time, when you're getting paid $5 million, I think there's no excuse for not making a valid or proper effort to try to win the fight. And I just don't think it's fair to the fans who pay their good money to see a fight, and they just see guys touching gloves. And I think that's been said many times. I don't want to really go into that too much. But
okay, can we agree on one thing, though? The hottest part of the broadcast was the rear end of Shane Mosley's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that was – I think people would have rather just put her on the Jumbotron and watch that for 12 rounds instead of watching Mosley and Pacquiao go at it.
We're talking with Kevin K.P. Perry, folks. Of course, he writes at ringtalk.com. He is a featured boxing writer extraordinaire. Last week, he was ringside for Andre Ward and Arthur Abraham. And in a lot of people's mind, Andre pitched a shutout. I think I thought him had maybe losing one round. Straight up, doesn't look like anybody's going to beat Andre in the 168-pound division and in the 22-year history of the division, because it doesn't go back that far. He's probably the best fighter that's ever fought at that weight.
I think right now he's looking like one of them. And I think part of the reason why he looks so good is because he has the attitude where he doesn't want to sugarcoat his career. He wants to fight the best fighters out there. And kind of similar reminds me to James Toney, when James Toney was coming up. And I just make that comparison because when James Toney was the middleweight champion, I think he fought about six times in one, or defended his title six times the first after he won the title. And I think that's the kind of approach that fighters nowadays need to take. If they need to fight some interim bouts or non-title bouts just to keep themselves active, that's what they need to do. But when guys are only fighting twice a year, they come in with these lackluster performances because they're not being active enough, their skills aren't staying sharp, and you're not seeing his exciting fights, particularly for for that reason, in my opinion.
Okay, Kev. Tonight, the Hopkins-Pascal fight, how are you predicting this one?
It's hard to pick against Bernard Hopkins, because every time somebody picks against Bernard Hopkins, it's because he's too old. And the guy defies the critics every time.
Performance-enhancing drugs, my brother!
Well, I think that throughout the guy's career, I think you can see that he doesn't get by on his physical tools. He gets by on his boxing knowledge. He knows how to control the tempo of bouts. He's fighting John Pascal, who is not really the best fighter technically, but he does have some athletic ability. And it's possible Bernard's going to get old overnight, I don't see Pascal fighting that much differently from the first time. And unless Bernard Hopkins gets knocked out, which, I mean, he has an excellent chin, I think he's going to win on points.
Okay.
But, I mean, anything can happen in the sport. So, I mean, I wouldn't count Pascal out. He is a warrior, but he just doesn't fight consistently enough to be able to win on points, in my opinion, this time.
All right, Kev, all the best to you, man. Look forward to your next work there at ringtalk.com. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
Next up, folks, we have the genius of the sports world. I'm not talking about the wrestling world, the boxing world, the MMA world, the baseball world, the basketball world, the genius of the sports world, the greatest writer on the planet. Dave Meltzer will be here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk about Randy Savage in just a second. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well as the American Forces Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
No freak out! No confetti! No nothing! For nobody! Situations develop, man! ICW World Champion Macho Man Randy Savage won the belt and defended it with honor. And then all of a sudden, some guy who calls himself the One Man Gang rules our dynasty. I still have the attitude and the guts that made me a super ball player and world champion professional wrestler. And they fired my manager, Steve Cooper. You put me against the wall, man, in an another guy would sink to his knees and beg for your mercy, Garvin. But I'm going to stand up tall, man. 6'2", 235. Because last night, stirred at a candle for about 2 hours and got my head together and realized I'm going to have to make it without Cooper because you got him suspended. Roll up ETR. Show him why. Roll it. For no reason. And that's Protege. Supposed to be my partner. Garvin paid him probably about $25. Put a mask on him and unveiled him as the referee. And got himself from being suspended. Trying to make me look stupid. Staring at that candle gave me new light. You ain't exposing nobody. All you did was kick a lion in the back. Turn my back to you. The name is Macho Man Randy Savage. When I get you down in the ring, I'm going to make you say it. I'm going to make you crawl to your knees and say, please, Macho Man, let me go. And then I'm not going to. I'm done. Take me off the air. Take me off the air.
The late, great Randy Savage, of course, born Randy Poffo, the man that knows a whole lot about wrestling and the world of boxing and the world of sports at large. In fact, the world at large is on the line from his lair in Silicon Valley. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. And Dave, how are you and the family, sir?
Oh, family's good. It's kind of a weird day. I mean, after yesterday, that was quite the day. I mean, it was amazing how much it really hits you, how much, like, everybody knew this guy. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys who have a lot of wrestler deaths, so obviously, in the last, 25 years. But this guy, I mean, he was known by everyone. I think part of it was because wrestling, you know, he wrestled a couple matches on NBC TV, and wrestling was real big in the late 80s. But I think even more, the Slim Jim commercials and the such a distinctive voice and everything.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, at 48 years old, at 58 years old, he died of a heart attack. And, of course, we've had a lot of wrestlers die earlier than they probably should have because of performance enhancement drugs and this and that. Do you think an autopsy is going to reveal the fact that he had an enlarged heart?
Yeah, probably. I mean, the odds are awfully good of that. I mean, it's no secret that he did steroids. He was a thin baseball player, you know, I mean, he 165 to 185 playing baseball, and he was wrestling at 230 and cut at 230. And then, you know, later, when he was like 50, he was probably close to 260, you know, until I think then he, you know, he got a lot smaller. I don't know what the story was because he kind of kept to himself. I mean, the feeling always was that a doctor told him, hey, dude, you know, you're got to get off this stuff now at that point, and he got a lot smaller. But, you know, at that point, when you're talking about 50 years old, I mean, a lot of damage can get done in you know, 25 years of that.
Okay. You were talking about a baseball player, him playing baseball at 165 and then moving up to 230. Sort of sounds like Barry Bonds.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. He wasn't as big as Barry Bonds. I mean, although I guess he was probably... When he got older, he probably wasn't got out of wrestling because, you know, he kept that up. He was real big after he left wrestling, and he did like the Batman movie and things like that.
He got out of wrestling because of that finishing move of his, right? Coming off the top rope and landing on his hip. Didn't that hip just, like, go out completely?
No, I mean, he had a lot of knee problems at the end, which I think were from, just the wear and tear. And also, he used to jump off the top turnbuckle to the floor with double sledges, so he would take the impact on his knees. He had knee problems. He really got out. He wasn't, you know, his name was so big and everything. He got out because, you know, WCW was going through financial problems, and he had a big contract, and they couldn't come to terms on a renewal. And that, you know, he wrestled once or twice after that, actually twice, but that's pretty much why he got out in '99. But yeah, his body was starting to bother him by that point. He was in his 40s, well into his 40s. By then, he'd been 46 years old when that happened. And you know, physically, I mean, he was still pretty darn good. I mean, I would say well into his mid 40s.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I remember seeing him on a TNA show like about 2004. Did he appear with TNA a couple of times?
He did two or three television interviews, and he sort of did a match. He was supposed to be in a six-man tag, and the storyline, because he really couldn't go at this point. And so it was actually, he did one match, which was his last match, and it was in 04. And they did some angle where he wasn't there, so it was 3-on-2, and he was on the babyface team. And then, like, right at the finish, he showed up, you know, punched Jeff Jarrett once and pinned him. And it was supposed to lead to a Jeff Jarrett Macho Man match, but, like, 2 days later, he told them, you know, I'm not doing it. And that was it for him in TNA. And that was actually his last match.
Now, he married Elizabeth Hurlett, of course, the late Miss Elizabeth. And then she died, what, in the house of Lex Luger from a drug overdose?
Yeah, that was in, I believe, 02 or 03. And they had split up in 92, so they were, you know, they were long split up. And they actually worked together in WCW, both, you know, with each other and against each other, and it was a very weird deal. And I know, I don't know from his standpoint, but I know from her standpoint that it was kind of uncomfortable, but it was, you know, it was a job, and that's what Eric Bischoff wanted him to do. So they did it, and, you know, Savage at that point already had, like, the younger girlfriend who was also around, you know, they called Gorgeous George. He bought the name. He bought the rights to the name Gorgeous George, actually, to originally it was actually for his brother Lanny, and then he ended up instead giving it to his girlfriend, so who, you know, was a stripper, and then they split up as well because he was very you know,
promiscuous,
very, very jealous.
Okay,
and they actually did storylines based on it, but he was like that in real life too. You know, both with Elizabeth and then later with George.
Leaping Lanny Poppo, that was his brother. His father, who was his father's name?
Angelo Poppo, who was a wrestling star in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And kind of got off the road as a full-time wrestler and you know, settled in Downers Grove, Illinois, when the kids were in school. You know, he stopped traveling the circuit, you know, so the kids would have kind of a stable, you know, growing up. And, you know, like, and Angelo was a baseball player as well in college and high school. And Randy was a good baseball player. I mean, he was signed major league or you know, a minor league contract. He spent 3 or 4 years in the minor leagues and just didn't make it. I mean, that was, you know, the reality. He didn't hit well enough, and that's how he ended up in wrestling. But I mean, I talked like yesterday to some friends of his, and you know, if it was up to him, he loved baseball more than wrestling, which is funny because of how good he was in wrestling.
You were talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of WrestlingObserver.com. It comes out once a week. In fact, you can give us the website, Dave.
Just WrestlingObserver.com.
There you go.
There's information on how to get the newsletter and the audio shows and everything like that.
Okay.
We had a great audio show with yesterday with Larry Matisic, who met Randy actually at his baseball tryout in 71 and then promoted, you know, independent shows with Randy and was with the WWE when Randy was in the WWE. We had actually a really good interview.
Okay. When you look back at the career of Randy Savage, what stands out? The WrestleMania, what stands out? His bout with Ricky Steamboat, was that one of the greatest matches of all time or what?
Of its era, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to say, like, greatest matches of all time, but it was, for its time, it was a fantastic match, and it's one of the most memorable matches, so I think that that's his most famous match, and his feuds with Hulk Hogan. He wrestled. He did a couple of feuds with Hogan, and all drew well. He was probably, I mean, you know, people will say Andre when you ask like Hogan's greatest feud because of the one match in Pontiac, but the one, but you know, the Andre feud really was only a couple of matches, whereas Randy was all over the country, over and over again, several different times. So I would say, like, from a business standpoint, really, no, without a question, he was Hogan's biggest rival. You know, they had the WrestleMania 5 match, which set the pay-per-view record that held up for 11 years for, you know, most pay-per-view orders. And so, you know, yeah, so I would say that, and, you know, and I think he's most well-known just for The Voice and the Slim Jim commercials and, you know, just the whole persona. He very... You know, he had that great, unique persona. There was nobody like him. Everyone imitated his voice. It was, you know, really strong on promos. Excellent in the ring when he was, you know, when he was motivated to be excellent. There were very few in his league, and just, you know, again, just the kind of a guy who, I mean, he was a guy people paid to see. You know, there aren't a lot of people like that, but, I mean, people would specifically go out of their way to pay to see him because they knew you get your money's worth.
You got enough time to spend another segment with me?
Sure.
All right, good enough. We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks. We have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can drop us an email at ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk at yahoo.com. We're going to pick Dave's brain as far as MMA is concerned because the big Nick Diaz-Jeff Lacy fight, the boxing match, now seems to be in peril now because Dana White's intervened and offered Nick such a fistful of money to fight, I believe, George St. Pierre later this year that John Chargan's telling me that the fight looks like it's off. So we'll talk with Dave Meltzer about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. And I... Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks. RingTalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Before we we get back to the Superfly himself, Dave Meltzer, folks, there are three things that people hate the most: being audited by the IRS, public speaking, and, of course, moving. So if you're moving or if you're planning on moving the next couple of weeks, guess what? You need professional licensed and insured movers. If that's the case, then your choice should be Route66Moving.com. They've been in the Bay Area now for years. They've moved me a couple of times. They're fully insured. They're licensed. They're accredited with the Better Business Bureau, and they're a very reliable moving company. They offer free estimates, professional movers, fully equipped moving trucks. They'll protect your belongings with moving blankets, plastic wrap. They took care of my 55-year-old pinball machines. They use bubble wrap. They use tape. They have wardrobe boxes. This is all for free. Low rates for local moves in California from the Bay Area to L.A. and, of course, San Diego as well, with no hidden charges. Now, there's not one of these moving companies where, like, you get the bill and it's supposed to be X and it ends up being Z. No, no, there's no hidden charges. Route66Moving.com has got it going on, and Nick at Route66Moving.com is my man. So give him a call, toll-free, at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. Or you can go online and get a free quote at Route66Moving.com. That's Route66Moving.com. Fast response guaranteed. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. The genius is on the line from his lair in Southern California, Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer. And Dave, I was talking with Don Chargan last night, the boy promoter. Of course, boy meaning he started promoting back in 1951. He's still promoting 60 years later. Definitely going to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, I believe. He told me that he thinks the Nick Diaz, Jeff Lacey fight is dead. So then I called Cesar Gracie last night, who manages Nick Diaz, and he told me they won't have a decision until Monday as far as what the UFC is going to do. Is the UFC and Dana White, are they that against this fight?
Oh, I'm sure they don't want any of their guys doing a boxing match, but I think that the key is that the fight that makes sense is George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz. And my impression is that they want to do the Ultimate Fighter the next season, because they were going to do the Ultimate Fighter season with Chael Sonnen and Michael Bisping, but Chael Sonnen could not get himself off suspension
right.
in time. The filming starts on June the 5th. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, time is running out. So, I think there's a part of them where they didn't want to do St. Pierre because they just did him last year, but they kind of ran out of options. And Diaz would be interesting on the show. I don't know if that's a good idea, but they don't have a lot of alternatives either. Diaz has got quite the personality, but I don't know how he would do as a coach. I think that he would surprise people in some way with his interaction if he liked the guys he was with. I mean, because I know that, like, Nick's got his team of guys, and they're a real close-knit group, you know, and they're super successful. You know, Jake Shields was a title contender, Gilbert Melendez, you know, arguably the best lightweight in the world, certainly top couple. And Nate's a good fighter, as his younger brother. And Nick has just got some of the best hands in MMA. And I never expected the boxing match to take place. I always figured that it was kind of like a way to pressure to get this title match. But the reality is the title match is the natural match to go. You know, the St. Pierre match is just the natural match.
Okay. Nick Diaz, as you said, he's quite a personality. But, you know, if he likes you, he likes you. If he doesn't, it isn't good.
Yeah, it's hard for him to trust people. I don't know if it's how he grew up or whatever. He's not, you know, particularly good with the media and things like that. And when fans turn on him, I mean, he's got a natural villain charisma that he doesn't even know he has. I mean, it's not like some guys will sit there and probably think about it, like Josh Koscheck, who, you know, figures out how do I push people's buttons, you know, to do this and get booed, and does it very well. I think Nick, it's like, it's not like he's a pro wrestling heel where he's thinking this is what to do. It's just what he does, and people just react. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of people who love him, too. But he's just got this real unique thing where you either love him or you hate him. And his brother has it as well, but he's got it more than almost anyone.
Okay. Question for you, outside of, we're talking PEDs here, performance enhancement drugs. Manny Pacquiao has moved up from 107 to 147 pounds, and he's actually 150 pounds, and he's fought successfully. And when I talked with Miguel Cotto in November in Colombia, I was in Cartagena, Colombia with him at the WBO convention, he told me that he couldn't believe the strength that Manny Pacquiao had in the 7th, 8th, and 9th rounds. He was really, really, he was blown away by that. And other guys that have fought Pacquiao have told me the same thing. Do you think Pacquiao has used performance enhancement drugs?
That's a real loaded question, because the thing is that you can, I don't think you can rule it out with anyone in combat sports, because guys are always looking for an edge. And I know, like, the whole way that stuff with Mayweather went down, I mean, to me, you know, where they were trying to negotiate days and things like that, and they were just afraid of needles. And
Yeah, but Dave, he was afraid of needles, and yet I show a picture of him getting tattoos, and there's blood all over the place when he's getting this tattoo going. So
that's what I'm saying. It's like, it was really hard to believe, based on his reaction, that it was not the reaction of someone who was clean. And I mean, yeah, you know, you look at that stuff and how good he is, but you know, it's like I'm saying, like, I would, you know, I certainly wouldn't discount it. But I mean, and that's being mild. But one of the things that's bad about this era is that if somebody does something really superhuman, and there are athletes who can do that, people will always go performance-enhancing drugs. And the reality also is that probably 8 out of 10 times they're right, maybe more.
Well, Dave, look at the baseball era of the 90s. I mean, every American baseball fan was going through the roof when Sammy Sosa was hitting those home runs, and Mark McGwire was hitting those home runs, and Barry Bonds was hitting those home runs. And now we know those were all chemically enhanced.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that the people in baseball knew that at the time, because I was not a big baseball fan. But, I mean, obviously in, like, 98, you know, everyone kind of knew what was going on. I mean, but there wasn't really much doubt in my mind as far as a lot of the guys who since have come out, you know, that were doing performance-enhancing drugs. When it came out, it was kind of like, yeah. I mean, I think it was kind of obvious at the time. You know, you don't all of a sudden hit 66 home runs after nobody hits 50 for years. You know, that was kind of a telltale sign. And when you see something that's hard to believe, you have to be suspicious. You know, I mean, I've seen that with MMA when guys are just like so good, and then people go, well, they have to be on something. And you know, I sometimes get mad in the sense of, well, what if they're not? They're getting this label. But at the same time, probably more often than not, the people, you know, it's probably great.
Yeah, but Pacquiao keeps demanding this 14-day window. He doesn't want to be tested for 14 days. And, you know, Conti was on the show, Victor Conti, formerly of Balco and now of Snack.com. He was on the show a few times, and he explained to me about microdosing and EPO and things like that. And you do microdosing, it can't be detected in tests sometimes. And he said that steroids could actually be washed out of the system within 3 to 4 days, sometimes 5 days, and EPO is almost undetectable. So is blood doping really the way these guys are going? Because, I mean, when I see a guy in the 8th round get up off the stool, sit down on the stool, and it used to take me an entire minute to recover. I used to box. It took me an entire minute to recover, and my cardiovascular system was at the point where my heart was beating when I woke up in the morning at about 44 beats a minute. I mean, I was in great shape. So, and I ran hills, and I ran mountains, and I swam, and I did all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I couldn't recover in 20 seconds. And I see these guys recovering in 20 and 25 seconds now, and Conti's trying to tell me that if you take EPO, like Shane Mosley admitted to, that you can recover 45% faster, you can train 45% harder, and you can fight 45% harder. Is that about right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's the thing also, is that you've got a lot of guys who may use it in training to get better training, to get better conditioning through training, and then may use, like, the EPO, which you wouldn't use so much in training, but you would use right around the time of the fight. And again, we also have, you know, growth hormone, you know, where it's, for all intents and purposes, it's undetectable. And the way that they're testing boxers and MMA fighters, it's completely undetectable because they're not doing the blood testing. So, and even the blood testing, let's face it, they didn't catch anyone at the Olympics, and they've caught two people in the history of the world with that testing. So that testing is at best extremely primitive. So the problem is that you've got the positives, you know, which is, you know, performance enhancement, and the negatives, which is getting caught. And if you're smart and have a good guru and everything like that, you're really not going to get caught. The guys who do get caught are the guys who are usually very unlucky or very not, you know, or just not sophisticated in the usage. And again, like, I know people who are using the stuff, And they're not that. They don't worry about getting caught. I know that when California said that they were going to start testing people off season, and you know and Nevada said that as well. And then then budget cuts came, and they stopped doing it for the most part. There were some people who were kind of scared, thinking like, wait a minute, if they come to my door and I got to pee, and it's the wrong day, and they can catch you doing mm-hmm. that. But when they know the day that they're being tested, which is the week of the fight. It's pretty hard to catch these guys, and it's a sad thing because, it taints the sport completely. You want a clean sport. You want the belief that it's a clean sport. You don't want the cheaters to have an advantage, but you go in there clean, and it is a disadvantage to go in there clean. And the thing is, and I believe in all of these sports, I believe there's a large percentage of people who are clean. I mean, there's a large percentage who aren't, but it's kind of sad that the ones who are playing, it's an uphill game for them.
Okay, we're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of the WrestlingObserver.com, and that's just it, WrestlingObserver.com. It's a weekly newsletter. It features between 40,000 and 50,000 words a week. You've got to get out your bifocals to read it because the print is so small. It's got so many words in there, but the bottom line is it's one hell of a read, and if you can sit down for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, that's how long it takes to read the entire Wrestling Observer newsletter. You do realize that. I read very well. My reading comprehension is way up there, but still, if I read the whole thing, it takes me an hour and a half.
Well, that's good, though, because it takes me a lot longer than that to write it. It takes me all week to write that thing. So,
how long have you been doing that now, Dave?
29 years.
Wow. And what compelled you to start the Wrestling Observer newsletter?
What compelled me to start? I was in college, and in my college journalism class, every guy in the class was interested in pro wrestling at that time. This is in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they all wanted to know what was going on behind the scenes, and I knew people, and I kind of knew what was behind the scenes. And I was thinking, like, geez, if everyone in my class wants to know, there must be, like, a big market of people who want to know what's going on. And so I think that was kind of like the mentality of what started it.
Okay. TNA Wrestling, still my favorite brand of wrestling. I see you ripping it in each issue just about. I mean, the storylines, the plot lines. You don't like Vince Russo, who seems to be writing a lot of the scripts. What's wrong with TNA Wrestling? Besides the fact that it's competition to the WWE, which I don't watch at all. I just get tired of the WWE. But tell me, what's wrong with TNA Wrestling?
They just don't build matches that you want to see. And they do too many gimmicks, and they throw so much at you that you can't digest it all. I think that's the real problem when you watch the show. They just bombard you every 5 minutes with, like, an angle. To me, it's like if you do, like, one or two angles a show and, you give the other guys time to get over where they're wrestling, maybe the ratings – and the ratings are going to be about the same as they're going to be, but you can build matches and you can get people over. And the other problem is that so much time is taken up with guys who can't wrestle. And I'm – it's good. I mean,
Name a couple.
Like Ric Flair and Mick Foley and Hogan.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see these guys on the air, but not every week taking up so much time. They should be in the background, and the guys who should be getting the time should be the guys who are out there wrestling more. But the problem is they are the biggest stars, and I think that there's this mentality that if we show those guys, we'll get higher ratings. But it really hasn't made a difference in the ratings. If their ratings were through the roof, I would say, okay, this is what people want to see. And I know, people will always pop to see Hulk Hogan. He's a big-time celebrity and everything like that. But to me, having him the focal point of your television show in 2011, I don't mind him on the show. It's fine. But he should not be the focal point. Eric Bischoff shouldn't be the focal point. Ric Flair should be the focal. Ric Flair is very good at being around people and helping getting other people over. He's excellent at that. So he can be around to a degree. But again, not the focal point of the show. He should be someone who's helping the guys who are in the focal point of the show, managing somebody like he did with AJ Styles, even though that wasn't a perfect combination. But, just being in there in the corner and helping guys on interviews and coaching guys on interviews, that's the role for him.
The great Dave Meltzer, folks. Check him out, WrestlingObserver.com. Genius, it's always a pleasure, man. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, babe.
He is the man, Dave Meltzer. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. One segment to go. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Power must be found. There's only so much oil in the ground. This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
The Super Stroke Land Band, combination of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis, bringing us back from the break. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and Saturdays as well at 11 a.m. and again at 4 p.m., but we will not be delayed replay this afternoon because of an AFL game. So the bottom line is 6 p.m. Thursday, 11 a.m. Saturday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California, sort of stiffed me. He was supposed to spend some time with us this morning, but he's got the UFC next week, and, of course, he's got HBO tonight. So if you want to come in, you can watch Fights Night at Ricky's Tonight free of charge at HBO. Of course, Ricky's is about 2.5 blocks off East 14th Street International Boulevard in San Leandro, California, on Hesperian Boulevard. You can look him up at rickys.com. Until next week, I want to say hello to Lisa, Nurse Nancy, my Auntie Julie, my daughter Jacqueline. I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy, and I want to thank you, my great group of listeners. You guys have been with me 26-plus years now. Without you, I would not be here. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the Ring Talk website, ringtalk.com. See you later.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.